Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey friend, welcome to the podcast. My name is Jessica Hoddle. I'm your host. This is where we have conversation about how to get the word of God from your head into your heart. And today's topic, trusting God in difficult times, is one of the perfect topics because it's really going to be about finding your way back to God from hurt. Before we get started, I have to say I'm so excited to announce that my live coaching program is open for registration right now, right now. So I want to encourage you to join us. Join us inside the Spiritual Growth Framework. Again, I only have 10 spots and they're filling up. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to work with me closer, to get $100 off. And this will probably be the lowest price that you will see. Right now, it's at $247, originally $347. We're going to be going in depth. We're going to be doing live lessons together. We're going to be talking about boundaries and forgiveness and hurt, anxious thoughts, walking through feelings, really. I know what it's like to feel like you fall away from God, to find your way back to God, to feel like, does he love me? Does he not love me? And really knowing in your head, like, I know scripture says this, but I don't maybe believe it in my heart. And so we're going to walk through 6 weeks together. And during this time, you're going to get direct access to me. We're going to be texting. We're going to be sending voice memos to each other. We're going to be growing together in your spiritual growth with the Lord. So sign up, join me. I cannot wait to see you inside the course, especially if trusting God is a topic that kind of triggers you a little bit because so many people have let you down. You're really having a hard time finding your way back to God. So sign up today. Cart in registration is going to be closing in just a few days. And if you're catching this after September 28th, 2022, I'm so sorry, but it's still going to be available to you, but just not with all the extra bonuses. Okay, let's talk about finding your way back to God. I think through our confusion and our lack of understanding, we think, how can we continue trusting God in difficult times? Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. It's in our search for understanding and reason for what's happening around us and in us that we wonder how we can continue trusting God in difficult times because sometimes nothing just makes sense. Like, why is this happening? Have you ever said that to yourself? So today I want to share 3 reasons why trusting God in difficult times is our foundation for wisdom and healing moving forward. Because when we find our way back to God from the hurt, we realize we are the ones who leave, right? God doesn't leave us, but we leave. It's the same with trust. God didn't break his trust with us. Our trust in God becomes severed because our hearts feel shattered. We're going to be taking a look at Genesis 16, 17, and 18 and learn why trusting God in difficult times is important. And this is taken from my own reading and just some journaling and really thinking about the different points of how I love God shows us his nature and character in the Word of God. So number one, he's the God who sees. El Roy. Hopefully I didn't butcher that too bad, but he is the God who sees. So let me tell you just the story around this is that in Genesis 16, Sarai becomes impatient about bearing a son and decides to have Abram sleep with her maid to bear her a son. So Genesis 16:4 says, when she, Sarai, knew she, Hagar, was pregnant, she, Sarai, began to despise her mistress. From there, we see Sarai treating her mistress wrong, and Hagar flees. An angel of the Lord found her, Hagar, met with her, and told her to return back to Abram and Sarai, and she would be blessed. After the angel of the Lord told her this, she called on the name of the Lord who spoke to her and said, "You are the God who sees." Genesis 16:13 says, she gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me." For she said, "I have now seen the one who sees me." Hagar was an Egyptian, but she had an encounter with the God of Abram. This shows us that God has always heard the prayers of those who call out to him in truth, whether Jews or not. This must have been a very significant to a slave girl who had been treated really as property her whole life. And the name Hagar gave God, the El Roi, the God who sees, really signifies this. So she was probably on her way back to Egypt when the angel of the Lord spoke to her and said, "No, I need you to go back to Abram and Sarai, and I will bless your child." So this is actually the first angelic appearance in scripture as well. So trusting God in difficult times will enable us to do things that we could not have done before in faith. And if you, again, this is where I really talk about trusting God. So if you want to learn more about trusting God, sign up, join me right now in my spiritual growth framework. Don't delay. I say that because I really do am only accepting 10 students. So the second thing is, our hearts are not hidden from God. So we're going to continue this. We started in Genesis 16 and we're going to end up in Genesis 18. So now we're in Genesis 17. God is making Abraham, because now God has changed his name and Sarah's name. God is making Abraham a promise, really this intimate covenant, promising him nations and descendants. And he's kind of wrestling with this idea of having a kid at his age. Like I'm sure that was really near to his heart. Abraham says in Genesis 17:17, Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? Something that's important to note here is that Abraham's laugh was not a laugh of disbelief, but overwhelmed joy. So we actually see later about Sarah laughing, which I'm going to get to, but she kind of did it in scorn and doubting, and like, how could she ever conceive at her age? But the Lord named the promised seed Isaac, which means laughter, because of Abram's response. So God spoke to Abraham's concerns, saying that Ishmael will not be who establishes the covenant, but Isaac. Because that was kind of the concern with Abraham. Like, okay, we see the scripture of him laughing, but there's almost this like, but okay, is it going to be Ishmael? Or is it like, I guess Ishmael is going to be the one. And so God, again, addresses the concern and the issue of his heart and says, "No, I will provide you a son, and his name will be Isaac." Genesis 18:12 is where we see Sarah really overhearing this conversation with Abram and the three men that were staying with them, and that he fed them, and that Sarah will have a child at the same time next year. This is where Sarah laughs within herself and says that she's too old to bear a child. And this part just kind of made me, I guess, giggle or laugh, that like, because we do this, right? And the Lord, again, he sees our heart. So when we're trusting God in difficult times, it's important that, one, we understand that he's the God who sees, but two, that means that he sees our heart. So that means he knows the desires and the hurt of our heart. And that's why we can trust him, is that the Lord calls to Abraham and really asks, like, "Hey, why is Sarah laughing?" She knew the Lord heard what was in her heart, because when she was confronted with this in verse 15, it says she denied it because she was afraid. God sees our heart, and it's another reason why trusting God in difficult times is important. And the third and final thing that I wanted to address is that there's nothing that can't be redeemed or restored by God. We see that with Hagar. We see it with Abraham. We see it with Sarah. I mean, Abraham was telling his wife to be his sister so that he didn't get killed. Like, there are things that Abraham has done. There are things that Sarah has done, especially to Hagar, and that Hagar has done, obviously sleeping with a married man. You know, there are things that have been done. And what's important is we kind of see this tension, this lack of patience throughout these scriptures in Genesis. So I think that our lack of patience or our timeline is when we stop trusting God. I think we begin to lose trust when we lack patience. It's almost like saying, can I trust God? Can I believe him that God will come through for me? We see this with Sarah and Abraham wondering how they'll be able to have a child. Is this possible? They ask and they often questioned. But the difference between, again, the two was Sarah's kind of doing it out of scorn and almost unbelief, but Abram was more in this questioning how it was going to become, but he was more in, of course, the faith spot. Trusting God in difficult times isn't about trusting what we know. It's about trusting what we know about God. So your feelings will come and try to tell you something different. And I often talk about feelings often. That's why we have to learn to discern the truth. We have to heal through our feelings. We have to put them in their proper place, right? Because hurt may be involved. However, we can continue to turn our gaze to the one who sees, hears, and knows, regardless of who knows. So nothing is too hard for the Lord. This is what we can trust. And this is really about the journey of finding your way back to God, which is what we go through in my course, the Spiritual Growth Framework. So I can't wait to just walk alongside of you, walk through anything that you're struggling with in your heart about God and hearing from him and trusting God and understanding your feelings and emotions and getting them, like maybe just feeling them for the first time. And that feels scary for you, getting rid of the shame and guilt. Listen, we're going to be doing it together. And again, he's the God who sees. Our hearts are not hidden from him. And there is nothing that cannot be redeemed or restored. And this is why we can trust God in difficult times. It's not about trusting what you know. It's about trusting what we know about God. If you're ready to heal your heart, if you are hungry for healing in your heart, I am excited to see you and join us inside of the course. Link is below. And until next time, challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. I pray that it encouraged you, that it blessed you, but most importantly, that it inspired you and set you into motion. I want you to be a person that feels like they have the steps to move in the next direction, that you know that it's possible to heal with God and that you don't have to live in shame and guilt anymore. If this episode blessed you, I would love for you to share it with somebody else, encourage them in their journey to growing their relationship with God and healing emotionally. Also, I would love for you to take 30 seconds of your time to leave a review on the podcast. It actually helps me to know what you're enjoying about this podcast so I can continue to keep showing up and answering the questions that you have for me. Last but not least, I'd love for you just to join us in the Facebook community. Every week we're in there and I'm connecting and I'm talking with you, and it's a place where I get to go deeper with you as well. So in the meantime, I'll see you in the Facebook group. Thanks so much again for sharing this episode and leaving a review.